Welcome to Students with Stories, where students at Northwest Missouri State University share their stories of dealing with their disabilities in the classroom.
A student with ADHD is attempting to succeed at Northwest. She sat down with our executive producer and shared her story. She explains the support she's gotten from professors and offers advice to other students with the same disability.
I've got ADHD, and the best way I can sum it up is you're sitting in class knowing that you need to concentrate, and all you can think about is telling yourself to concentrate. But you're not actually concentrating. You're just thinking about the fact that you need to be concentrating. But freshman year, I just moved out of the house. Like, I graduated high school a couple weeks before school started here. And then I got accepted 2 weeks before the first day of school, so I wasn't prepared, to say the least. And it didn't go well. And after that, I took about 2 years off. And then I came back. And my GPA was so low from the first time that there was no way I could get off probation the second time. But we had a deal that if I didn't fail any classes, that I could come back a consecutive semester. But I failed one class. And so I got kicked out again for three more trimesters. And this is my third time. I'm a geology major, so I'm really interested in the course material. But it's hard for me, especially since I took three trimesters off, so none of the information is fresh in my brain. But my teacher, he's actually really cool. His office hours are open to me. He gave me all the presentations from previous classes that I've already taken so I can review everything on my own. He'll sit there for hours with me and go over stuff that I might not understand from classes that I took years ago. So that's really helpful.
What would you say to, say, an incoming freshman that suffers the same disability that you do? What would you tell them about adapting to Northwest?
Anytime I go into a class that I think I might be a challenge for me, I always introduce myself to the teacher on the first day. I explain to them that I've tried it a couple times because I want that teacher to know that I might need extra help. And if I'm struggling, don't just let me fail. Like, and for the most part, in the past, teachers have been pretty good about that. And just, like, stay on top of it. As soon as you feel yourself, like, starting to not understand, like, the second you feel it, say something, do something, because before you know it, you're going to be 5 miles behind, and it's going to be too late to catch up. Because I feel like that's the mistake I made the first time, is I was more worried about hanging out with people and finding my place and all that after I moved out of home. But what I should have been focusing on was my schoolwork.
When somebody has a disability, whether it's physical or emotional or cognitive, you don't want to offend a person. You know, somebody will be in a wheelchair and they don't want to ask, well, how come you're in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like it's kind of the opposite with me, just because so many people don't understand it and they take it really lightly. I mean, you do actually tell somebody, they just don't take it very seriously because to them, like, a lot of people think it's just something that's in your head, like that it's just something you could just get over and fix. And so I feel like it's kind of the exact opposite of that. Like, I wish people would be a little more serious about it, but they're not.
A Northwest student with ADHD challenges us to take her disability seriously and forget our preconceived notions.